about what? The subject that we are talking for a couple of weeks will be the same. It's the judgment, right? Here he will say, look around you. Who are the people really? They are in the back of each other looking for negative points. This is the trick. Why are they like this? Why? For millions of years, animal life is this. Yes. If we haven't passed this step, we passed. So living creatures would be like this. What is the step we passed? Talking. Yes. This has changed this creature, because not only I'm talking, I'm thinking with that talking language stuff that we have. I cannot think like an animal anymore. Animal doesn't have the complications, because animal knows what animal wants. We want to know what should we want. This is another step, right? So when you look around, don't forget the reality that everybody is looking for the weakness of the others. Yes?
O you who strike the necks of the guiltless, don't you see the retribution behind you?
Like you. Which one are you I'm talking about? You. All of you. You are like this. You will kick anyone. Whoever you could do, wherever your force or your power gives you the condition, you are doing this. Yes?
Oh, you who fancy that desire is your medicine and inflicts slaps on the weak, he who told you that this is the cure mocked at you.
This indulgence of desire and so on and so on, there are some stuff that are not translatable. He talks about the hawa, the air, which in Persian language, strictly, yes, it means the air. But when we say hawa, we are talking about all the temptation and the stuff that I have in me, which comes out as desire. What is the desire here? First of all, is the desire of the animal. Because first, animal exists, therefore I'm alive, therefore I could learn and think, right? What is that one? That, if you think that's your medicine, if you think that your desire should be satisfied, then you are happy and you are successful. You are having the biggest mistake, because you love it to kick the others. You love it to push the others down. Yes?
He who told you that this is the cure mocked at you. It is he that guided Adam to the wheat, saying, O you two who implore help, eat this grain as a remedy that you may abide in paradise forever. He caused you to stumble and gave him a slap on the neck. that slap recoiled and became a retribution for him. He called him to stumble terribly in black and backsliding, but God was his support and helper.
Okay. He. Suddenly, some bad guy arrived. This is Satan. Who is Satan? That is the good question. Here is talking about the Satan. Why? Because the essence of all the sins I make is the Satan. Who is Satan? Good question, huh? Satan was the only angel who stood up to the God. That's why he is punished and he is sent down here where to this. It's in here. Yes, you need him. Then you try to get rid of him. But without Satan, we cannot live. The human life is for that, which was what? A simple, illogical stuff. They said, eat whatever you want, except this one. Then what happens? A lot of animals, they go around and they're lucky they don't eat that stuff. But a human being? We are the essence of curiosity. Something I shouldn't touch? I will do whatever to touch it. This is a moment. One single, that's the temptation here, right? Now we are talking about a Sufi. He came in the story, right? And the Sufis, they believe that you have to stop this Satan in you. Kill him, shut him up, right? Okay, now he wants the revenge. He wants to kick him back. Now Rumi will go through a long story to explain to us what will happen now. Yes?
Adam was a mountain. If he was filled with serpents, he is a mine of the antidote and was unhurt. You, who do not possess an atom of the antidote, why are you deluded by your deliverance? Where, in your case, is trust in God like Abraham? And when will you get the grace like Moses?
What is this? Suddenly something is happening and I'm in it somehow. And Rumi is talking to me. Suddenly he will go to Ibrahim Khalil. He will go to Jesus and all of that. Where are those? Means what? Means when you're looking at the animals, what does animal have as knowledge? What animal needs? What about we? We have prophets, we have teachers, we have mass. Because we grow up. We are not like animals. We are different. What is the difference? This. The difference is that a guy who died 800 years ago is explaining the future of life to me. What is this? This is that transformation that we expect to see it in you. Because where is this transformation? Where is the human culture? It's in we. If, like a rhinoceros, one piece of stone will kiss all the human beings today, then tomorrow, where is the humanity and culture and all of that? Nonsense. It's in we. We are bringing it up because it's growing in this relationship we have with each other, which is mainly education. It starts with that. When the baby comes to this universe, the first thing the parents think of is education. Sending to the good university. Blah, 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 all of that. Why? Because this is what we are talking about. That we. Yes?
So that your knife should not cut Ishmael, and that you should make the depths of that Nile. If a blessed one fell from the mirror net, was saved by the wind, filling his raiment, why have you, O good man, committed yourself to the wind when you are not sure of that fortune? From this mirror net, hundreds of thousands like aid fell down and gave to the wind their lives and souls.
You're repeatedly listening. Wind. Do you know what it means, wind? No. Wind is wind, right? But in Persian language, I will say, she gave herself to the wind. Means what? Means she ruined herself. Here he will use both of these, because wind has a lot of different meanings in Persian language. Here, and when we want to talk about something which is flowing away and doesn't matter, it's the wind, and blah, 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 all of that. But here, he will come back to all of that to explain one simple stuff. Listen, please. Yes?
Behold, those who have fallen headlong from this minaret, hundreds of thousands on thousands. You have no sure skill in rope dancing. Give thanks for your feet and walk on the ground. Don't make wings of paper and fly from the mountain, for many a head has gone in this craze.
This is the trick. Be patient and go with this knowledge and learn more and more and more, but don't forget to have your feet on the ground. If you see some people hanging on that minaret, that's not your business. Because each of us cannot fly. Some could. So what? You be careful and do not pump yourself and trust a piece of paper to fly with it. Yes?
Although the Sufi was afire with anger, yet he cast his eye on the consequence. The highest success belongs permanently to him who does not take the bait and sees imprisonment in the trap.
This is the trick. I brought a Sufi here. The Sufi was sitting down over there because Sufi is careful. Yes, all those anger came in, the animalistic attitude tried to come out and all of that, but this is the Sufi. So he controls himself. He sits down because he thinks about future. That is the trick. Every animal is looking at now. We are not supposed to. This Sufi is one of those advanced ones who is looking in the future. Therefore, he will control himself. will control the anger. Yes?